Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2026. 6:23:26, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Glad to have you with us this morning. Let's see here. Want to do a little housekeeping before we start the program. We've got the big red, white, and you weekend coming up, America 250. This will start on Thursday, July the 16th, 4:30 p.m. Downtown's third Thursday goes red, white, and blue. Then on Friday, July the 17th, 3 p.m., we got Etowah's Grand Homecoming. 4 p.m., Homecoming Picnic and at the Harding Library and Museum. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., a wreath laying ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m. on the 18th, OHIO, What a Celebration Birthday Block Party at the Exploratorium. And 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July the 18th, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives at the Palace Theater. Sunday night, July the 19th, 2 p.m., or Sunday, I should say, an old-fashioned ice cream social at the Women's Club Home at 2 p.m., and then at 7 p.m. on Sunday, July the 19th, a concert in the park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park. Those are the big celebratory events for Red, White, and You Weekend, America 250, here in Marion. So there you have it, our little community calendar here at the station. Now, City Council last night. It was a very short meeting. There wasn't a whole lot on the agenda last night. But we did get the answers to three questions that I think were on people's mind yesterday and maybe this past weekend. Now, as far as the emergency alert sirens, here's the story. Okay, all the sirens are still working. So that... what was reported on the internet there was not exactly right, that they were not working. So all the sirens are working right now, but they are in need of some repair. They're very old, need of repair, and that's going to cost a lot of money. So the city did not have the money available in the budget this year to go through with the grant that City Council had approved to repair these machines. So, they're not going to be repaired this year, and the city is definitely pushing this app that you can get on their Facebook page or website, the city website, I believe it's also there as well. And if you get this app, you will get weather alerts. And they're not sure how much longer they're going to be able to maintain these machines, but they're going to try to do it. Now, there was some pushback from Aaron Rollins, city councilman at large, as well as Dan Clark, who said, you know, we just aren't in the cell phone age. Everybody's not in the cell phone age here in Marion. And we need to do some work on this as we go along, because these need to be repaired at all cost. No matter what the financial situation of the city is, so said Dan Clark, city councilman at large. Go ahead, caller.
Please stop. It's not an app. You do not need a smartphone for this ReadyLink.
Well, that's true, but didn't they say app?
Yes, and that's what is scaring people, and it is confusing people. You can get these alerts on your landline telephone. A resident stood up there last night and said they get them on their flip phone. I looked it up last night. This is available on all types of devices. Cell phones, landlines, flip phones, smartphones, dumb phones. I don't think they send smoke signals, but that is where people are getting terrified. And if people really want to get hung up, oh, well, people don't have phones. I posted it today. The government, if you make 175% of the federal poverty level, which I looked, based on the numbers, a good portion of Marion would probably qualify based on what they tell us from the census. You can get a free government phone.
Right. Well, here's
you can get a free smartphone. You can get a free flip phone. You can get internet subsidies. You can get notices. And I just want to put this out there. Everyone is so hung up on tornado sirens. What about the people that don't have phones? What about this? What about that? What about the people that don't know that a blizzard is coming? Because that affects us a whole lot more often than snows or tornadoes do. Why don't we have blizzard warnings in the middle of the winter?
Well, I think the reason for that is probably because television is very big into covering blizzards. And they are not...
What is? I'm sorry.
Television is still very big into covering blizzards.
Well, they are into tornadoes as well, but the thing is,
it's much shorter notice.
TV is what we're being told. If you don't have a TV, okay, I understand people don't have TVs. If you don't have a phone, I get that. There's programs that can help you get a phone. So I can't help you get a TV, but I can help you get a phone. I can help you get internet hooked up. You can watch it on... These free government phones, you get data. You get unlimited talk, text, and I think there's a limit to the data. But you even get data, so you can get on the internet with these phones. So there's no excuse. And Danny Clark, I know he and I have had our issues, but someone needs to be the adult up there in the room and say, listen, we submitted a plan to the state of Ohio. I know it's been 3 months, and we've all sort of forgotten about it. But nowhere in it did it include emergency sirens. So we can have this discussion as long as you like, but the solution, the answer of what's going to happen is we are not getting new sirens because we do not have the money.
Right, but here's what I felt were some of the facts surrounding this. Now, I think they're calling it an app because they're selling it as you have to go to the Facebook page, you have to go to the website.
Much like everything else in the world today, you sign up for it on the internet. However, they will call your landline telephone if that's all that you have.
Right. But I believe the person who got up and spoke last night after talking to them never signed up for this service. So why they just started to get it? Now, I can also say, now living in the county, I don't know if it's a different situation. There was a point, and I never signed up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I do still...
Just go make this god-awful noise that you would have thrown it to make it stop.
I'm saying I still have a landline because of the when I did the radio shows from home. So I would get these calls on the landline that I still have in my house, and I never signed up for that service, but all of a sudden the service did go away, and I don't get those calls anymore. So I'm not sure how you get signed up. I'm not sure why the calls stopped coming. I used to get, this road is closed or this weather alert is coming, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. I never signed up for anything, and I'm not sure how you sign up.
If you sign up through that link, I did it last night to make sure that my family was signed up and to see how easy it is. It's literally name, address, so they know where they're, where you live, so they can send you the alerts that are applicable to you, and your telephone number. And if you have an email address, you can give it to them. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Well,
I understand that people do not have internet access. If this is something that is important to you, I'm sure that you know someone that does have internet access. I mean, anyone listening to you right now has internet access.
Right, absolutely.
So help someone sign up for this program.
I just think the problems with the sirens...
It's fear-mongering, and we don't need fear-mongering right now. Spears, we got enough going on.
Well, who did that? I mean, I'm not even sure where
that... Some crazy woman on the internet, man. I'm telling you, the woman is went around to all these pages, and she's... The tornado sirens are all down in Marion, and this was Tuesday.
Well, that was a lie.
And you just wait until tomorrow, and you won't hear them go off. And I'm thinking, well, they only go off on the last Wednesday of the month. Now, they switched it. It used to be every Saturday, then it was every Wednesday, and now it's the last Wednesday of the month. So I'm checking the calendar, and I'm like, no, they're not going to go off tomorrow, so people are going to be freaking out. I'm going to get a hold of Rob Cowell. I get a hold of Rob Cowell, and he's like, no, Naomi, that's not what's going on. I told her that as they become as they become unfixable, basically, is what we're looking at. He told me, we have pieced and parted them together. I think he even said that last night. We've done repairs. Things are working, but as they are becoming obsolete, as they no longer work, we will no longer repair them. She actually came to my page. I posted that. I told people how to sign up for the Hyperreach, all this other stuff. She came to my page, was calling me a liar, telling me I was spreading lies. I was going to cause people their life. That's not what Rob Cowell said. I mean, she had gone to all kinds of Marion pages, probably 10 of them. And then she would not stop commenting. I even told her at one point in time, lady, it seems to me like you need friends and I'm not looking for any. She was hell-bent that this is what was going on. And she had it spread all over half of Marion, and you see what it did. So when we have city council members up there saying, we need to fund this at all costs, Danny Clark, I would rather have a firefighter, a real actual live human being, come dig me out of my basement if a tornado should actually hit than a siren to tell me that it might thunderstorm.
Well, I think one of the problems, and you should never report false information, and I had the inkling that that's what this was, and that's why I didn't say anything about it for a long time, until I saw some people who seemed to be in the know commenting on this, and I think they were right in what they said, not necessarily...
Mount Gilead had... here's the thing. Mount Gilead, there's other areas around Marion. This is not exclusive to Marion. This is going on all around the United States. Because we're talking about Cold War era technology, 60s. You know what I mean? They're becoming obsolete. Somebody's like, well, Marysville, Union County is replacing. Okay, Union County has a lot of money. We don't. Mount Gilead did the right thing and told their people in advance, when these things break down, we are not replacing them. And said, we're finding this out, like we do everything else, secondhand. And yes, that makes people afraid. But if you could explain to them why we are doing this instead of them finding out, you know, through some crazy person on the internet that doesn't have the right facts, and now we're all scared, and then we find out the truth, and now we're all pissed. They could have just done what they don't ever do and gotten out ahead of it.
Well, but see, here's another problem, is that her facts were a little off, but the end result is the same, is that the machines are not...
Oh, she had them all shut down tomorrow.
Right, no, that's...
This was last Tuesday,
right.
And you listen for them tomorrow, and they won't be there.
Right.
And we're supposed to have bad weather tomorrow, and we're all going to die.
And that's the false part of it. But the end result is the machines are not in good repair, and we...
They all work. But
we cannot fix them at this point.
Yes.
And we are not going to have the money to fix them at this point. And we want to switch everybody over to the app. And that still caused panic with people.
Yes, but those things could last another 10 years.
Well, they could. Absolutely.
And I think that might be the reason why we don't test them once a week anymore, is to save their useful life.
Well, I think it goes back to the problem of they are saying it as an app. And they are selling it as an app. And they are selling it as technology moving forward.
Communicators.
That's their job, sir.
We depend on you to be accurate. We need somebody in this town that knows what the heck's going on.
Right.
And I didn't want you to keep saying app.
Well, but here's the thing. I don't want to misquote them, because the way this system works, I still don't really understand, because at one point I was signed up for it with a landline telephone, and apparently I'm not.
I wonder how long... They said they switched programs within the last 3 years. I wonder if... Because I used to get them also, and I was thinking about it. I wonder if, like, we were under the old program and we never signed up for the new one.
Well, it could be. It could be. But see, that's what I think. Here is the confusion from last night. They had to know this question was coming. They had to know.
All over the internet.
Right. But yet, it didn't seem as if they had a really good plan to explain to people what to do other than go to the Facebook page, go to the web page. Well, if you don't have internet, chances are you weren't watching that meeting last night.
Sean Barr's thing was, he wants to make sure there's QR codes at Third Thursday that people can scan with their smartphones.
Yeah.
That was his solution to the problem.
Right.
So what I think we should do is, you know, when they are out at these places, I saw Zoe was with the health department. They were doing hot dogs with the police type thing at the park, and she was passing out information about the city. That would be a good time to sign people up. Don't just pass it out. Sign them up. Have somebody sit there and sign them up. Show them how to sign up. Scan the QR code, sign people up. Show them how to get phones, and then sign them up.
Well, why don't they go to these retirement homes?
Yes. Yes. Places like the towers, and make sure that the people in the towers, you know, that run the towers, hey, give your people this information so they know how to sign up their people. These apartment complexes. Go to the college. Tell the college, hey, they can mass email a couple thousand people at a time.
Well, then another problem, which the mayor got up and I believe said this, and I don't think this helped at all, is when he said, this is for people who are outside. So,
well, it really is. How many times have you gone through a tornado siren?
I'm not saying that's not true.
And you're not supposed to get up from inside your house and go outside for the siren.
But wait, I'm not saying he's wrong, but I'm saying, and then he gave examples, like if you're at the aquatic center. Now, do you have your phone in the pool? I mean, I don't quite understand.
Hopefully you've got a set of eyeballs that can glance towards the sky and say, this looks ominous. Maybe I should get out of the water and take safety.
Then what really sense does it make to have it for outside? Why did it ever make any sense?
Why do we only do tornadoes and thunderstorms? Why don't we do blizzards?
Why don't we do
level 2 snow emergency?
Well,
the people that don't have phones and... No, it's a level 2, and they shouldn't be out driving.
Well, I think there is a reason for that, because...
Why?
Why
is one emergency different than another? I think a blizzard probably incapacitates us. Snowstorms incapacitate us more often than rainstorms do.
Because it's, as you will see in a blizzard, grocery stores get packed starting the day before.
We have time to prepare.
Right, but a thunderstorm, a severe thunderstorm, can turn into a tornado in 10 minutes.
Well, and we also should know where we live and realize that that's a possibility. And if weather is severe enough, know that there could be a tornado that happens. Unlikely, but could be. This would be a good time to teach the community as a whole about storm preparedness.
Have
a little tote of stuff ready to go. So if, you know, have it in your basement if you don't hear the siren. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I woke up and people said, did you hear that storm last night? No. The sirens were going off. Really? Not in my bedroom, they weren't.
Well, no, and I'm not saying that this ever was the best technology, but also I'm not sure that cell phone or somebody calling your house at 3 a.m. to tell you that there's... What are you going to do? You're at home.
Okay, so we were in Nashville once, and there was a very bad storm about 30 miles away, and I never signed up for storm alerts in Nashville, Tennessee, and my phone... made this noise. I'm sure you've heard an Amber Alert on your phone,
yep,
right?
Yep.
My phone, I was dead asleep, and it was an Amber Alert on steroids. We got up, like, tearing stuff apart because we didn't know what was going on. Like, just in a pure panic. And a tornado had touched down 30 miles away. And they were telling people to seek shelter. So I don't know if that was NOAA, if we got FEMA'd, I don't know what happened, but our phones were taken over, and we knew that we should seek shelter.
Well, yes, and I'm not saying that it's a horrible idea. I'm just saying that the sirens, you don't even have to hear what the person is saying. When somebody hears a siren going off, whether they're out on a job working, or they're in a parking lot, or they're at the aquatic center, or wherever they are, they know that that means something bad is about to happen.
No, we don't. We're Midwesterners. We go outside to look and see which way the storm's coming in.
Well, then I guess it doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't matter if you have the app. I guess it doesn't matter if they call your phone.
I mean, do you pay attention to the sirens? What do you do?
When I hear the sirens, I certainly know that something's coming. Now, it's my choice
of
what to do.
Well, I already knew that a storm was possibly coming because I've been watching the news.
Well, a storm, though, is different than a tornado or something of that nature. There is a difference.
Am I the only one that looks at the radar and notice it looks for yellow and red and purple and... those sorts of colors?
Well, I really don't. Well, I think some people can't. I mean, if you're at work, if you're driving, you might not be looking at that. just because the sky was gray all day yesterday. I don't think people were thinking a tornado was going to come down.
There's a difference between gray and black. Come on now, Scott.
Well, there is, but I don't think people do watch it that closely. I really don't.
Well, then you know what? Then tornadoes, if they don't have the sense to look at a black sky and know, that seems ominous. If they need a tornado siren to seal the deal for them to be like, yep, that's not good, then maybe we need a little survival of the fittest type thing going on.
Well, but again, I don't even think this story is about the technology, because as I said yesterday on the program, I said, had they come out before this thing got on Facebook.
Oh, so you were saying they should have gotten ahead of it. I was at the doctor at yesterday.
Yes, I said Aaron Rollins was on here, and he said, a city councilman said he read about it on Facebook, that the city had not applied for the grant. The administration hadn't even told the city council members they didn't apply for the grant. So that's a problem. And it's also a problem.
If we don't have the match, we don't have the match.
Right, but you send that
that's
out.
That's what council needs to stop with. Council needs to be the grown-ups, just like I said about Danny Clark. Sir, we have no money. We sent a plan to the state of Ohio 3 months ago, and they have not told us yes yet. We cannot make any changes to it. And I'm going to go back to, do we want tornado sirens, or would we rather have another police officer and another firefighter to help us every single day, not when it just might storm?
Well, again, I think the problem again.
Our priorities are so screwed up. It's unbelievable.
Well, but
somebody
here's the
problem. Could help us every single day, or something that might possibly get you to your basement in time if we get the right weather atmospheric conditions to produce a tornado.
Well, see, this is emblematic of a bigger problem, though. Because the one thing in government, and that's what this really is all about, is that everybody is not yelling for the same thing. Some people do want downtown Marion fixed up. Some people do want tornado sirens. Some people don't. Some people do want...
I'm not anti-siren. I'm just saying, first off, they're not going away. They're not broken down, and it's not like tomorrow you're on your own to fend for yourself in a tornado.
No, and do you know how
if a tornado should hit, I would rather there be another firefighter to come help me, or my neighbors, or someone else, than a tornado siren that it told everybody to get to their basement, but hell, half of us don't have basements.
Right, but
so
again,
what does it matter?
I don't think that is the anger that was being brought about by these posts.
No, we should have gotten in front of this, and they should have. They should always get in front of this stuff, but they don't. That's the reason why they have all these problems. And
right.
Said, "Listen,
I mean, every
deal. It's going on all over.
Every story that came out of last night, and last night you were very upset, or last week you were one of the people upset about the dumpsters. That was another thing. That if they had just gotten ahead of, it would have been better. And
the dumpster thing has been going on for years. I didn't realize it was still going on.
Well, but apparently it was. And did we ever get the correct facts on anything? I still don't think we've gotten them. So there's another situation.
Thanks for reminding me. I'll do that record request today.
But see, there's another situation that could have been gotten in front of. The siren situation could have been gotten in front of. The flock cameras.
That's the biggest problem. I am not against tornado sirens, clearly. I am against the fear-mongering that's going on behind them. Because like I said, they could last another 10 years. And then at that point, people are like, why do we even have these things anymore? Everybody does have a cell phone at this point.
But I don't even understand, and I don't know who this woman is who posted this information, but the second they became aware of it, and Cal, again, it's on him, and I'm sorry to say.
She called him back again. She talked to that poor man twice.
Okay, well, he's definitely aware then that somebody's doing something. So why doesn't he issue a press release saying all the sirens are working, and this is the situation, and here we are?
Be a good question for him.
Right, I don't understand.
However, I think Cal might have bigger fish to fry than tornado sirens that actually work, and maybe he was like, I'm not going to deal with this is a non-event right now. It is a non-event.
Well, it turned into
something that someone created. Oh, I know. This is something that someone created, and here's your power of the internet. But this woman, once she found out that what I said was accurate, she came back to my page and told me what I said was accurate. But she didn't bother taking down her the sky is falling posts.
All I'm saying is these people have got to get better about this stuff because their problem has always been with PR.
After the fact, yes.
And they even in explaining, as you just said, they used the terminology app last night.
Mm-hmm. It is not an app.
Right. Well, you know, they've got to get this right. They're
it
the ones
a giving... website. You go to a website and sign up.
They have
you
got...
You don't need any type of app.
Well, and even when the mayor was explaining it, he wasn't aware it was on the website. He said, we've got to get this on the website, and then Zoe, I think, spoke up and says it's on the website.
It is on the city website. It is on their Facebook page. Scott, if I send you a link to it, will you post it on your page?
Well, sure.
Okay, and then everyone listening, you will have it. It's the correct, it's from the Sheriff's Department, so it's not like something that I've pulled out of my own pocket or anything. This is the Marion, Ohio link for, I think it's called HyperReach or something like that. It is a website. People go there and sign up. You get your emergency alert.
Well,
I'll send you the link.
Right, but here, I guess the bigger problem here is not just the fact that they need to get in front of things. It is their job to alert people when things are false, things are true, and
yes.
Also alert city council when they decide not to do something, because they are the ones who are supposed to speak to their constituents. And when you ask, you had enough time on your hands to ask to apply for a grant to fix these problems, why would you not say, you as an administration made the decision not to do it because of financial reasons? You can't take the time to jot that email, to send a mass email out to city council to say that?
I think when tornado sirens came on the radar, they should have probably just put together a comprehensive memo, sent it to city council first, and then released it to the public.
Like I'll give you an example. Flock cameras. Okay, that was another thing.
Flock them.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. The majority of people who I've talked to in the city don't even know what they are. And
here's a fun story, just to add to the flock. I'll make it quick. There's a company right now, and I'd have to look up their name, but it's some medieval inventor. But like Leonardo, I think, maybe. But they are now going to, with flock cameras, they are going to be able to detect Bluetooth devices with each vehicle. So any earbuds, phones, speakers, anything like that that are connected to the Bluetooth devices in the car, they'll be able to start detecting those too. But please, so they'll be able to associate your phones and stuff with vehicles and know who was in that vehicle when it went by.
But with all the kerfluffle that has gone down over this over the past few months, they didn't think it would be a good idea to just say without being questioned that we don't have to pay any money for this, and yes, the grant did come through for the sheriff to cover the cost?
You know what I thought was ironic about that is the sheriff got a grant for $70,000. We have 34 cameras that are $3,300 a piece. That's what we've been told. We were told by Flock, you were there when the guy told us that. That comes out to over $120,000. I'm pretty sure my math isn't that bad. I don't know. Maybe not. It comes over to over $100,000. Maybe that's where I was getting the 30. Okay. So, amazingly, now that we only have $70,000 to spend on flock cameras, the sheriff was able to renegotiate a contract for just that dollar amount to keep all the cameras working. Isn't that strange?
Well, but see...
We got a discount because we couldn't afford the rest of it.
Well, and, you know, there could be a reason for that. I'm sure somebody in the administration could figure that out.
Well, that's the sheriff's doing, so we've got our own fish to fry as far as the city goes.
Well, see,
I don't expect them to look into county issues.
Well, no, and the recycling issue came up again last night. And again, the date on the end of that.
It got moved.
It moved again.
Yes. We have one more week to clean out our garages and everything else. And
the time moved again. Now it's 7 to 7. Monday
through Friday. How inconvenient is it, Scott, that you can only recycle while you're at work?
Well, and there is no Saturday date, which at one point was on the table.
Now let's not forget that Ridgedale and River Valley are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a week. I've been told there's one out in the Pleasant, I believe it's a Pleasant Elementary School also. So we can take our recyclables there if we need be.
Right.
So, you know, if you're making your trip to Walmart, maybe you can load up your recyclables and just head out to River Valley or something. I don't know. Just wishful thinking here.
Well, I just don't know why. See, this is one of the reasons reporting that the city is broke and saying all these things. Now, I'm not saying they're untrue, but that's why a story like this siren story can get traction. Because if people believe enough bad things about the city, they'll believe this. And they did. And
you're right, the city should have done some, like, mass correction. I don't know if because they didn't. Like, they didn't want to be like, we're not acknowledging internet rumors. But, you know, when all that's all they give us is press releases and whatever. When you see a giant internet rumor like that, you've got to clean it up.
Right, and that's what I don't. And here we are, the dumpster thing, which is still very important to a lot of people. My God, that's we spent a good portion talking about that on Friday of the program. Still nothing on that. No press release, no explanation. Know where it's going now?
Well, that's because if we're just real quiet about it, hopefully it'll go away.
Well, but you can't run government like that. I mean, if the people have a question and it's becoming an issue with people and you're taking a lot of flack for it and you do have an explanation, you should give it. And apparently they had one last night as far as the sirens went, but still they've never given that in any kind of public forum.
They depend on people to be, I don't want to say this and be insulting. They expect people to pay closer attention to these matters than they do. Like, they think all kinds of people are sitting and watching that city council meeting when it's going on, when it's really more like 25 people are watching it, and then they watch after the fact. They think that all kinds of people go to their Facebook page. They think that all kinds of people go to the city's website. The city's website is confusing, and I'm pretty internet. I don't want to be like I'm great with the internet, but I live my life digitally pretty much, and their website is not easy to navigate. So I think they overestimate our population's reliance on the methods that they use to communicate.
Well, it could be, but I will also say that this has gone back to a problem since day one that no other city administration has had, is this administration, for whatever reason, does not like dealing with council, and they don't like dealing with the media.
And, or the public.
Well, and when you do that, that's how problems like these arise. And you know what? Not everybody.
I was just thinking, like, how do we get, other than you, I mean, how do we get news that's free? Because, you know, they might put a press release out on Facebook, but if you're not on Facebook, then you're not going to get it. I'm sure you have a population of listeners that are not on Facebook.
Well, sure.
You know, you don't even always get all the press releases, because we've seen times where, you know, they've given a story to the Marion Star, but not to you. So if you don't have a subscription to the Star, how do you get that?
Right. Well, I can't say that they don't give us all the press releases. I just think sometimes they don't give us the quotes that they are manufacturing. But
I think it's better now than it used to be, but there was a point in time where we would actually watch them hand Abby papers and
that's
walk
the stuff.
Right past you.
But now I will also tell you that was a very interesting thing last night. You know, the Marion Star, as I said, had not been to those meetings in well over a month, and but there had still been stories in the Marion Star about them. Now, the reason given was, well, maybe she lives in a different place and can't make the meetings. Now, last night was if you looked at the agenda, it was the most sparse agenda that we have had probably all year. Yet she was there last night. Now, I wonder why that was. You know, that's just a little bit of a coincidence.
You think it was to get the siren conversation?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think somebody tipped her off to that. And I don't know where
but
she
got
it.
But it was a resident that brought it up.
Right, but she would not have brought that up. She would not have went and broached that subject. She could have called the mayor in the afternoon about that if she had wanted to. But all of a sudden
she
reappeared.
She wanted to see the ire. She wanted to see if people were going to...
Yes, you have to look in the room. And I do believe when we see the story, you're going to see a new picture. You're going to see more talk about what went on in the room. And, you know, I think that's interesting. So the way the media is running right now is very odd in regard to city government. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what the deal with that is. But
I think it's crazy that we are willing to go to the mat for tornado sirens, which I personally find annoying. I understand why people want them. I'm not saying do away with them. We are willing to go to the mat for tornado sirens, but not the fact that our new fire department's being rented out to Goodwill. I don't get where we live anymore. It just doesn't make sense.
Because weather is a big thing for people. You know, it's a you always wonder, well, why even the threat of a storm, why does the grocery store get mobbed? Why do people buy milk and bread?
Fear.
Yeah. Well, that's what sirens are.
They play into the fear mongering. Has a thunderstorm, and there was a situation not many years ago over in Indian Lake, tornado, horrible situation. But how much more often are we affected in this area by snow? You know, power lines getting ripped down, and people freezing, and cars sliding off the side of the road, and ice killing people, and we don't warn people about that. I just don't understand why the...
Well, because that...
We are so outraged about not knowing about tornadoes. Well, people don't have phones, and they will... Okay, but people might not know that a wind shear, you know, is going to come through either. We don't get, like, wind shear advisories from the tornado sirens. I just don't get how we're picking and choosing emergencies to fund here as
well. Well, because I think these, the things that you're mentioning, like snow, blizzards, ice on the ground, ice on the roads, those are things you can get in your car and test by driving to the end of your driveway and the road. You can't test a tornado that way. You can't test...
I can walk out to the end of my sidewalk and go, I should probably go back inside.
But a tornado may never come.
And the sirens can go off. I've heard sirens 100 times in my life, and I've never seen a tornado once.
Right. But people see that as a very instantaneous event, and it is instantaneous. I mean, how long do they set those sirens off before the storm hits? About 20 minutes. You know,
how many times have they set them off and a storm never hits?
Well, better safe than sorry, I guess. I mean, how many times have we got stories on blizzards 2 days before that never come? But, you know, the thing of it is, it's just the instantaneous nature. It's a storm was spotted 20 minutes from here. A tornado was spotted 20 minutes.
If we didn't have the weather technology that we have now, it made sense. I really want us to go back to when these were installed and the advances in technology that have been made since then. Ask yourself, are you still depending on things from the 60s and 70s today, the exact same things from the 60s and 70s today, to protect you? Do you still want your doctor to be using technology from the 60s and the 70s? Do you still want technology from the 60s and 70s in your car, in your house? I mean, is your furnace or your wiring still from the 60s or 70s? I mean, it's a possibility inside your house. But as far as, and... If that's something that you still want an upgraded version of the technology from, you know, 80 years ago, are you willing to pay for that and sacrifice another service in town? People last night, city council members, I almost fell off my couch. I'm pretty sure it was Ralph Smith. They're talking about using fire levy money for this. We can't even use fire levy money to build a fire department because we're so broke. I'm pretty sure it was Smith that said, well, can't we just rewrite the language that's in the levy?
I think he did,
Buddy, the voters passed that. It's already passed. You don't get to rewrite something that's already been passed.
I guess our
city council, though. They're up there talking about rewriting voter levies that have already passed. Those are the people that are in charge of us.
Well, that's true.
You cannot do that. And even Mark Russell and the fire chief are like, no.
Well, they said we could revisit this, yes, but I would not want to do that because of our projections for the next, 50 years, 100 years,
Why, 30 years. Why in God's name does Ralph Smith think that he, who has been on council for a year or so, has the authority to rewrite something the voters have already voted on? And that's another thing. Those idiots up there, I'm going to call them idiots. I don't care. They want us to give them four years, okay? they sent the legislation over to the Board of Elections to be put on the ballot. The Board of Elections sent it back because it's wrong.
Right. No, but
the people that need longer to learn, four terms, Mark Russell's been in that job for 30 years, and he couldn't write the legislation to get it past the Board of Elections. These people do not need more time. They need fire.
Well, and that's the voter's job. And
yes.
But now, from one of our listeners out there this morning, it says, I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure that if the city had the money and we rented it to Goodwill, the fire station, the building, I think it'd be different. According to them, we don't have the money for the fire station. Renting it to Goodwill at least cuts some of the overhead.
Okay, so we're renting it to Goodwill for $4,000 a month. Based on what I've looked at commercial retail space, we are getting about 30% of what we should be getting. We should be getting about $10,000 to $12,000 a month out of a retail, and that's still bottom basement level dollar amount. So we're cutting Goodwill one hell of a deal. You know, $4,000 a month, they could go in there and do $1,000 worth of damage in a month, realistically.
Well, yeah, but they're also paying the utilities, so that gets the city
okay.
out from under that.
My tenants pay the utilities also. There's no utilities on over there. The place is dark.
Well, I think they said the utilities were on because of the heating in the winter.
I had not heard that part. I believe you. If you heard that,
and
then
water,
I
think
not heard that part.
Maybe the water's on, so the pipes don't freeze. I don't know. But I
leave the water off and like purge the lines, so the lines. So, yeah.
Well,
so
I thought they had a water issue last year, they were saying. I thought they had some kind of
Who
water
knows?
Issue.
Who knows? So we paid to fix that so we could move Goodwill in?
Well, they voted for it. But, you know, I think...
They also want to change legislation that's already been voted on at the levy box, or at the ballot box.
Well...
And they want four-year terms, but they couldn't even get the correct language over to the Board of Elections to do that. So they had to vote on that again last night.
But you don't have to vote for them is the point. And you don't have to vote for the 4 years.
Well, we need people to run against them.
Well, that's a whole other thing. You know,
we'll start with telling them, no, we don't want them to have four-year terms first.
Well, there's that. And then there'll be another election. But I guess all I'm saying on this siren thing, I think the reason that this strikes a chord with people, much like I said, you know, we can talk about dumpsters and we can talk about buses and we can talk about parties.
It's not safety. I get it.
Right. It's and people do see. People are petrified of tornadoes. People are petrified. They're not petrified of blizzards. And the thing is, that is a very serious concern for a lot of people. And they want to be alerted every way possible that something's going on. And when there are people who do hear those sirens. And
then they should sign up for that ready link, is what they should do, if they want to be alerted every way possible.
You know,
but we're just at a point, though, Scott, and I get that people don't want to be caught in a tornado. But we have got to be adults, and we need some leadership that says we have got to prioritize every dollar that we are going to spend. And unfortunately, this is not one of our priorities right now. Here is our alternative. They still work. Everything's fine. Maybe next year when we're in a better shape, or 2 years from now when we're in better shape, we can revisit applying for the grant. However, that is not in our immediate future. See how easy that was?
Well, I think that's what they said last night.
They said it after the fact, though.
Which is the problem. You know, it was...
But no one stood up and said about the money. Nobody stood up and said this isn't something we might do in the future. They just said, let's not talk about touching the fire levy.
Well, I think the mayor did. I think the mayor said, who knows what the future will bring or something like that.
He's just not tough enough with them when he says this stuff. He needs to look at them and be like, I understand and I hear you, however... Unless you would like to sit down with the budget and show me where we can come up with this money, I don't know how we're going to do it.
Well, no, I think that's definitely the answer. I mean, there is no money to fix these things. There's no doubt about that. All I'm saying
but
is...
But you got Danny Clark sitting up there doubling down. You cannot double down, sir. We do not have the money.
Well, I guess everybody's got their things that they're interested in. I mean, I think everybody's got their pet issues.
And I think we would all agree The police and fire are essential to our everyday lives. And if we are making cuts to them, then tornado sirens that might save us once, maybe, is that a priority? Or is when you've been shot or you need someone to crack your chest and do some CPR on you, which is the better bang for the buck?
Well, I guess one of the problems is, before we run out of time this hour, one of the problems is, on the whole, is that there are not a lot of questions asked. There are not a lot of, why after 2.5 years can't we get information? Why do we have to read it on the internet? Why do we have to bring it here because it's on the internet?
You're being impolite, Scott. They're going to have to make rules about decorum if you keep asking questions like that.
Well, no, I'm talking about council members. I mean, they... That's what Rollins started last night by saying, I've seen all the stuff, you know, out there on the internet, and the question came off of that. Now that's not the way sitting council person should learn about information.
Well, I agree. That's the way Jason Schauber learned about he found about Christmas lights bus when he was behind it, remember?
Right. So, yes, if you decide not to apply for a grant, I think you should. You obviously had a meeting in which you decide not to do that because you had a financial issue.
This goes back to Bill Collins from day one. He doesn't need counsel. They're just a technicality.
Well, and that's where this problem really came from. I don't think a woman on the internet can start the problem, but they could have gotten ahead of that. That rumor...
It's up to the administration to fix it.
Right. Well, that rumor went on I don't know how long. How long was that out there? A week. A week. And yet, nobody ever got ahead of it. You know, so you let the people be scared half to death.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And fear turns to anger.
Now, how long did you say it took to get a response on the bus thing? Or on the dumpster thing?
How long, to talk to Rob Cowell?
Yeah.
I talked to him on a Saturday about it.
Okay, so it took about 2 hours.
I got a response from him about the tornado thing in very short amount of time.
Well, why does he have time to respond to individual people, but not the masses?
I don't think he runs the website.
Well, no, but he can send out a press release. He's got an email. Send it to the clerk.
I don't know who controls the website.
Well, here you go. Stop dealing with individual people and send it to the clerk. He's got the press list, and he'll send it out.
There you go.
And
I'm going to send you the thing for hyper reach or whatever the heck it's called, and you can get it out to the masses.
That works.
For free.
We're going to break. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
220-666-0956. WGH Talk celebrates America 250. Formed in response